Take a few moments to ground yourself to the now. Notice the noises that you hear. Notice the things that you can smell, taste, the way that your seat feels, the air, cool, warm. Just notice. Notice your breath. Don't work to try to change it. Just notice. Notice the way your heart's beating. Feel yourself begin to relax. Imagine as though there is a warm white light at the top of your head. Notice how it travels from the top of your head all the way down your body, stopping where there's tension or tightness, helping that to dissipate. All the way down to the tips of your toes and then back up until it reaches the top of your head. I just want you to notice the feeling of calm. If you have not already done so, I will invite you to close your eyes. If you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, you don't have to. Just choose a focus spot somewhere in the room that does not cross the visual line of anyone else. And just sit in a few moments. And when you are ready, keeping your eyes closed, in real life, you can open them in your visualization and notice that you have just woken up on your perfect day, 10 years in the future. The date is March 18th, 2032. Imagine how you would wake up in the morning. Would you snooze your alarm a few times? Would you get up without trouble, ready to face your day? Would you stretch your muscles and slowly get out of bed? Do you not even need an alarm clock because you're up with the sun? Look around. What kind of home do you see yourself living in? Is it a house, a condo, an apartment, a cabin? Continue the process of getting up and around, and as you leave your bedroom, notice your home. What do you see? How does the decor represent your personality? What do you hear? Are other people stirring as well? Is there someone singing in the shower? Who might that be? What do you smell? Is there bacon on the stove? Fresh baked muffins, flowers from outside. What's the energy like in your home? Is it cozy or clean? And as you continue to walk through your home, notice the photos on the wall. They're likely photos of adventures you have taken, people that you've spent time with, or accomplishments that you have achieved. Notice what those photos are of. Admire the photos. Remember the times that are captured in the photos on your wall. Notice, as you gaze out the window of your home, where do you live? Can you see a mountain range in the distance? The ocean? The skyline of a busy city? A neighborhood full of homes? Make your way to the kitchen, where you will sit down to have your favorite breakfast. Although there might be people in your home, you might enjoy this breakfast alone, in the solitude and relaxation. What is your breakfast? Is it bacon and eggs, fruit, pastries, waffles, a nice eggs benedict, or a breakfast burrito? Perhaps it's not even breakfast food, a turkey sandwich with some tomato soup. After you complete breakfast, you'll move to your first morning activity. You do some yoga poses, Grab a surfboard and go catch some waves before the day begins? Do you watch your favorite show on television? Do you journal or start your day by practicing gratitude? Enjoy your first morning activity. It's time for you to head off for the day. Your perfect day, you might be going to a job or a volunteer opportunity, but money is not a worry here, as it's all taken care of, and you have the ability to do whatever work you want, whatever work fulfills you, and whatever work sets your heart on fire. When you do go, where are you headed? You own a flower shop? Or work in a boardroom as a CEO? Volunteer for the Red Cross? Paint in a studio? You write for an online magazine out of your home office? And what do you put on to go to work? Is it a power suit? Or casual gardening clothes? A simple dress with some killer shoes? Or those new yoga pants from Lululemon. After you've completed the major task of your day, whether work or volunteer, you feel fulfilled from the work that you have done, and you head out for the day. You're meeting friends or family or both for dinner before you go home. You can eat wherever you choose or whatever kind of food you choose. But notice the type of restaurant you dine in. Are you enjoying a cool breeze on a patio? Are you pairing wine and cheese? Enjoying a burger or a steak? Or a delightfully fresh salad? Take a moment to notice the energy of the space. And also notice who you're surrounded by. Who has joined you for dinner? What's their energy? After dinner has been cleared and dessert has been served, you'll head back home. What do you do before you go to bed? Spend time with your children or your partner? Watch a show? Meditate? Participate in some other kind of hobby? End of the day, you'll make your way back through your home, turning off lights in each room as you go. Maybe you kiss a partner or a child or two goodnight. Give your dog or cat one last pet for the day. Notice again those photos on the wall. The ones of the adventures you have taken, things that you've accomplished, and the people that you surround yourself with. Make your way back to your bedroom. See yourself crawl back into bed. Pull up the covers and slowly drift off to sleep. Taking a moment to ground yourself back to the present moment, keeping your eyes closed. Notice the things that you hear, the things that you smell, the things that you feel. Curl your toes a little bit, wiggle your arms and legs. Whenever you are ready, you can open your eyes on March 18th, 2022.